Let us pray. Eternal God, in the reading of Scripture, may your word be heard. In the meditations of our hearts, may your word be known. And in the faithfulness of our lives, may your word be shown. Amen. Our scripture passage for today is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. If you would like to follow along in your pew Bibles, you can turn to page 667 of the Old Testament. Hear God's word for us today. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. This is the word of the Lord. Show of hands, how many of you like to wait? Yeah. I don't either. I don't like to wait, whether it's in traffic trying to get around Chicago or it's in a long line at a store. Waiting is hard. There is a discipline to waiting. Especially when you are waiting for something that you are excited about. I think back to last year during Advent when I was 4 months pregnant with my son, John. Advent was the time when I hit that second trimester energy boost and all of the nesting instincts came in. So right after Thanksgiving, we started to prepare for this baby boy. We had to move some furniture around to make some space because we didn't have a space for him. We pulled out the bassinet from the garage and dusted it off. We got Emma's old baby clothes out and washed them and folded them. Preparing for a baby requires some time and energy and diligence. Perhaps you have similar memories of preparing for a child or preparing for something equally anticipated, a move. Something new, life. We don't do this all at once, do we? When we're preparing for something extra special, whether it's the Thanksgiving meal we just had or the gift of new life, preparation requires us to slow down. It requires us to take our time, to do things one thing at a time in order, at least if you want the Thanksgiving turkey to turn out right, right? It takes some time. Well, each year we're given times in our church calendar where we take some time to slow down and prepare. And Advent is one of those seasons in our church life where we slow down, where we are a little bit more intentional here at Crossroads because we are preparing for this amazing gift, this birth of Jesus. And so during this season of Advent, we have one worship service at 9:30. And then every week after worship, we have something that allows us to engage in mission or fellowship. And sometimes it's both. This week we have a potluck and we'll have a chance to sit at table with all ages. Next week we can wrap angel tree gifts and have the Advent brunch and so on. But we also have markers of this season. One particular marker is our Advent candle and wreath. The wreath, this circle, represents the unending, continual love of God. A circle has no beginning and no end, much like God. And each week we light a different candle for a different theme. This week our candle is hope. And so we have a banner to remind us of this candle of hope. But our preparation starts in the darkness. We don't light all the candles every week. The light builds week by week over time until we get to Christmas when we light the large center Christ candle. We also sing some different songs during Advent. Sometimes they have minor keys and they're based on the words of the prophet, like the ones from Isaiah that I just read. We do this to be not just to be different or just because, but because we want to build a bridge back to the Old Testament, back to the very beginning when all the earth was waiting and groaning for Christ to come. Now, intellectually, I love this concept of waiting, of slowing down, of preparing. And yet, confession time, in my real life, I really struggle with Advent. I struggle to slow down and be still because there's always 50, 40 more things to do, right? And so this Advent, I'm hoping to slow down and savor this time of preparation. You see, our story as Christians, as God's children, is that we are beloved, but it's also a story of struggle. Our journey to Bethlehem isn't all magic and mistletoe, which our story from Isaiah reminded us of this morning. Waiting isn't just a four-week period that we have to rush to get through with Christmas as a reward at the end. So this Sunday, we've got a reminder that we have an opportunity to slow down, but also to pay attention to the things in our world that are broken, that aren't quite right. We know this. We know we live in a world where things aren't the way they are supposed to be. And in the midst of our waiting and our slowing down, in the midst of our brokenness, we have the words from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, O comfort my people. In the wilderness, make straight a valley for God. Isaiah originally preached these words to the Israelites who were in exile in Babylon. They had lost everything, their home, their temple, their way of life, and they were struggling. Sort of like being a refugee in our world today. They didn't have anything familiar that was theirs. And these words come to them to take heart, to find comfort, because God is with them. God still loves them. The passage goes on to proclaim that one day all things will be made new and they will be delivered. And I imagine this was a welcome word to the Israelites. God promises to walk with them, to be present with them through the valley, through the dark times. But this comfort isn't just giving them their favorite food or fuzzy slippers. In the midst of their dark and hard time, this comfort is strength. It's a strong embrace that you might get from a loved one when you're going through a hard time. So today I invite you to slow down. Don't rush ahead to Christmas. Take some time to prepare. And maybe pay attention to the parts of your life and the world that feel closed, to those places where there is struggle, where there is longing. Sit in the shadows for a bit and embrace the darkness, because the darkness is always where we start. There's a pastor and artist named Jan Richardson, and she reminds us that darkness is where the incarnation always begins. If we lean too quickly toward the light, we miss seeing one of the greatest gifts this Advent season has to offer us, that the deepest darkness is the place where God comes to us first. In the womb, in the night, in the dreaming, when we are lost, when our world has come undone, when we can't see that next step. In all the darkness that attends to our life, whether it's hopeful darkness or suffering darkness, God meets us. God's first priority is not to do away with the dark, but to meet us in it. So if you're struggling or if you know someone who is, I invite you to sit, to be still, to know that even wherever you are in your journey of life, God is with you. In fact, it's those hard, struggling places where God tends to show up the most. Sometimes we don't always see it, but sometimes we might feel it in the strong embrace of a friend, in the words of comfort from a loved one. So take comfort, for when others fail us or when we fail ourselves, know that God is strong. God, Emmanuel, is with us for the journey. In the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer of us all, Amen.